Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being because, of course, we are hoping to have a guest here on the program. His name is Elwood McQuaid, M-C-Q-U-A-I-D, and we're going to talk about the persecuted, exposing the growing intolerance towards Christianity. It's a fascinating book, but of course, if he's not here, why, we'll just have to talk to ourselves. And I think, you know, it's really very, very strange, the apathy and the indifference of the Christian church towards Christian persecution throughout the world. It was in the 1970s that 250,000 Christians were slaughtered in Indonesia. Of course, so many people said, oh, well, they were Catholic Christians. They're Catholics, as if somehow they're less Christian than anyone else. We may disagree with many of the beliefs of the Catholic Church or many of the practices, but these people believe in the virgin birth and in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is the essence of Christianity, and everything is being done to turn the Protestant against the Catholic against the Protestant. Because, of course, at that point, of course, there's no opposition to the New World Order and the New World Religion. So when 250,000 Catholics were slaughtered in Indonesia in the 1970s, hardly a word in the public media, unless perhaps in some of the Catholic media. And then when 800,000 Catholics were slaughtered in Rwanda because the Tutsis were predominantly Catholic, and of course some of the Hutus were a Catholic as well, and they were slaughtered, and they wouldn't go along with hacking the people to death. And of course our president Bill Clinton was telling everybody in his cabinet, don't use the word genocide. You know, if you use the word genocide, we'd have to intervene, because he didn't want to intervene. Canadian troops were there. They could have put a stop to this. Canadian United Nations troops, they were ordered by Kofi Annan not to intervene. And they hacked to death 800,000 people, men and women and children in Rwanda. And, of course, hardly a word of that got, you know, out in the media until, of course, it was a fait accompli. And then, of course, oh, my goodness, how could this have happened? Gee, we certainly should have done something different. And, of course, it's all a cover. It's all to try to get you to believe, we thought there were weapons of mass destruction there, or we had to go to war because, of course, of the wicked Saddam Hussein was killing people, even though, of course, the truth of the matter was we were keeping Saddam Hussein in power for times just like this. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment or two. And, of course, if our guest doesn't call in, why, of course, we'll let you come and give us a call here at Radio Liberty. But we'll be back in just a moment to talk about Christian persecution, first of all, throughout the world, and then right here in the United States. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our regularly scheduled guest, Elwood McQuaid, is not here. We were going to talk about his book, Persecuted, Exposing the Growing Intolerance Towards Christianity. So it's just going to be you and me, and if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, at 464-8295. But we've been talking about the fact that in the 1970s, there were 250,000 Christians who were slaughtered in Indonesia. Most of you never even heard of that because, of course, it was totally censored by the controlled media. And then, of course, in 1994, there were 800,000 Christians slaughtered in Rwanda. And of course, everybody is telling you, oh, this is just tribal warfare, boys will be boys, you know. No, this was one of the worst things, and it's going back to the time when they slaughtered the Armenian Christians in 1917, and then, of course, the Christians they slaughtered in Hitler's Germany. Oh, yes, they slaughtered Christians. There were not only the 6 million Jews that were killed, there were 12 million others, predominantly Christians, who died in the concentration camps. Isn't it strange we never, never, never talk about that here in America? Because, of course, we don't want the Christians here to know that bad things do happen to Christians, especially when the church has betrayed the Christian faith, which is what happened in Hitler's Germany. And if you haven't read the wonderful book, Hitler's Cross by Erwin Lutzer, that's Hitler's Cross by Erwin Lutzer. We carry that. Dr. Lutzer is a senior pastor at the Moody Bible Church in Chicago. You'll want to read that to hear how the ministers use Romans 13 to justify, oh, you don't have to be involved if you oppose what's going on. Of course, God is behind all of this. You oppose Adolf Hitler while you're opposing God. And of course, Adolf Hitler is killing all the Jews, but you justify doing nothing because God is behind it. Well, maybe the God that they worship is behind it, but not the God that I worship is behind it. He may allow these things to happen. He may even know they're going to happen, but he expects us to take a stand. And the great tragedy of today is that the majority of Christians really aren't concerned because they've been put to sleep by Christian leaders who have far more fear of government, who have far more desire for the approval of men than they have fear of God. And all I can say is I'm glad I'm not a minister, because I believe ministers will be held in the final judgment to a much higher standard than you and I will be. And as we know, if you read the scriptures, you'll find that many people will come before the gates of heaven, and they believe that they're Christians. And they say, well, you know, look at the miracles I've done. I've cast out demons. I've done healing in your name. And the most frightening words I could imagine would be those, I never knew you. And I fear that many people will hear those words in for Americans today. Well, Dr. Stan, and of course, we're talking about, yes, the 12 million others who were slaughtered in Hitler's Germany. Some of them were gypsies and were not Christians, but of course, the country was predominantly Christian at that time. Of course, since the Second World War, why, Christianity is pretty dead in Germany and all throughout Europe, because the people there realized the church had lied to them, because they'd given them a false gospel that told them that they didn't have to be involved just to trust Adolf Hitler. After all, he was the agent of God. And, of course, the book I referred to is entitled Hitler's Cross by Erwin Lutzer. It's available from Radio Liberty. And if you haven't read it, you need to read it and reread it and read it again. Because, of course, as you read that book, it's sort of like deja vu all over again to what's going on in America today. To verify the fact that there were 12 million others who were killed besides the 6 million Jews, the book is Professor Norman Cohn's book, Warrant for Genocide. And, of course, he is writing from a Jewish point of view about the Holocaust. But in the opening pages of the book, he tells you about the 12 million others who died. But, of course, we never mention that in America, because we wouldn't want to disturb, of course, the Christians living here, make them understand that one day they may very well be in the same position that the Christians of Germany were in. Well, then, of course, after the 800,000 Christians were slaughtered in Rwanda in 1994, and you were told, oh, that was just tribal warfare. No, it was the slaughter of Christians, and of course, but you're not to know about that. The people doing this were animists. They were basically into the satanic religions, and of course, they simply slaughtered the helpless Tutsis of Rwanda. Now, why didn't they defend themselves? Why? Because they'd taken their guns away, just like they're trying to take the guns away here in America. Oh, we've got to take the guns away from the people. Well, of course, isn't it interesting that in Saddam Hussein, Iraq, why everybody had weapons? We've come to liberate them from the wicked Saddam Hussein, to let them have weapons, and we want to take away their weapons. And the question is, if the people hated Saddam Hussein so much, why is it that so many of them had weapons? And why, of course, if it was all right for them to have weapons with Saddam Hussein, isn't it all right for them to have weapons now that they've been liberated and freed? What's wrong with this picture? Well, remember, that's what happened to the Tutsis in Rwanda. First, they disarmed them, and then they slaughtered them. And then, of course, there have been over 2 million people, predominantly Christians, killed in the Saddam. And we don't want to talk about that here in America. In fact, many of our politicians have done everything they could to prevent this from coming out. Why? Because, of course, the wicked Sudanese government, which is a Muslim government, is being financed by our good friends, the peace-loving Chinese communists. In fact, China Petrol, which is an agency of the Chinese communist government, was able to raise, I think, about $5 billion on American financial markets that was then used, of course, to finance the government of the Saddam that is, of course, carrying out genocide on the Christians. And it's your tax, it's your money, your financial money at work. And, of course, everything is being done to keep the government of the Saddam from being labeled as a terrorist state. In fact, there are laws that say that there's to be a report every year, and the first states that are persecuting people for their religious beliefs are to be, handled, and something's to be done to them. They're to lose their special most favored nation treaty status, and we're to embargo them. And, of course, the forces are there preventing everything being done to the peace-loving government of the Sudan that is slaughtering the Christians in the south. Now, they've lost most of the wars, and so now they're using their planes and jets that they're getting from communist China to go down there and slaughter the people. There is Christian persecution all throughout the world today. And so why don't we talk about this in our churches? Well, we don't want to feel uncomfortable. We don't like to think that maybe if this is happening to our Christian brethren in other countries, we should be involved. What's happening to the Christians in China today? The most rapidly growing movement anywhere in the world. It's estimated that somewhere between 500 and 800 million Chinese are actually between 50 and 80 million Chinese have become Christians. And, of course, many of them have been arrested. They're taken off to prison. And they're used for slave labor to produce those wonderful things you can buy down at Walmart and at other stores, Kmart, of those things created by slave labor, many of them Christian brethren. What was their crime? Why, they practiced their faith. And, of course, but we don't like to talk about that. And anybody who talks about embargoing communist Chinese goods, of course, is, well, they're opposing American foreign policy. And they will tell you, well, obviously the people in Washington, D.C. know more than we do. What right do we have to criticize them? Well, I think that they do know a lot more than we do, because they're dedicated not to America. They're dedicated to this globalist idea with a partnership between the tyrants that rule the world, creating a world feudalistic system under a new ruling elite. That's why they're transferring American jobs out of this country, why we've lost over 2.7 million jobs as of last month, probably closer to 2.8 million jobs in the last 28 months since George Bush came into office. But, of course, this happened during the Clinton administration. It happened during the Bush administration. And all of this, all talk about, oh, the NAFTA and the World Trade Organization and now the Fast Track programs are really based at transferring America's wealth to other nations. Because, you see, the leaders of this country, and they can't let the common folks know what it's about, the leaders really believe in from each according to their ability, to each according to their need. And so they want to take the wealth away from the rich Americans and give it to the poor people in other countries. And by rich Americans, they mean people like you folks who are listening to the program. They're not going to distribute or redistribute the wealth of the elite. But, of course, it's the middle class that they aim at. And, of course, if you can impoverish them, then they will not be in a position to help or to oppose the coming feudalistic society which is being set up. And that's what it's really all about. And those of you who haven't read the writings of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, his famous book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and it was published in 1966 by Macmillan Company. It was such a good book that the establishment came in and bought up Macmillan and destroyed the place to the first half of the book, so it couldn't be reprinted. Why? Because he explained to you what this is all about, and on page 324 he talks about how the central banks of the world, which are part of this whole world conspiracy he talks about, hold their secret meetings and plan how they're going to control their individual governments by, of course, making money available or controlling the interest rates, because their ultimate goal is a world feudalistic system under their control. That's page 324 of Professor Quigley's book that was suppressed for so many years. And if you doubt that, we have an interview with Professor Quigley where he tells that incredible, incredible story of how his book was suppressed, how the Macmillan Company was purchased, and then, of course, the new owners destroyed the place of the first half of the book and then lied to him for years about it. Now, by a very unusual manner, why the book eventually did become available, and we offer it through Radio Liberty, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. The interview with Professor Quigley is in the Secret Government 4-tape set, or you can get the Secret Government Special and get that interview and, of course, get the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which tells you how the Rockefeller Foundation and the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation financed communism and socialism all during the first part of the 20th century. Why would these foundations, made up of people of great wealth, be financing communism and socialism? Because they understand communism and socialism. They have nothing to do with redistributing the wealth of the wealthy or the elite. It is, of course, a means of creating an elitist society, of moving away from the freedom that we had under our republican form of government, and, of course, instituting a democracy where the legislators in Washington, D.C. can do whatever they want to. All they need to do is, of course, pass a law, and it becomes the law of the land, and they can spend as much money as they want to, and they can give as much money as they want to the great corporations. And, for instance, we find various companies, Halliburton. Of course, Dick Cheney gets a salary in addition to his vice president's salary, gets another salary from Halliburton. They call it deferred wages. And, of course, it was his company that got a $600 or $800 million a contract to help rebuild Iraq even before we went to war over there and knew what they were going to have to rebuild. And this is simply a payoff. And, of course, they can do this sort of thing, a large contract for Bechtel, large contracts for Fluor. And, of course, the way this works is you have the great major corporations providing the politicians the money to get elected and slipping them some money under the table or promising them comfortable jobs once they get out of office. And if you read page 324 of Professor Quigley's book, he will tell you that they always promise the politicians comfortable jobs when they get out of office. And, of course, it's that sort of thing that they didn't want the American people to know, and that's why they destroyed the place to the first half of that book. And you need to understand that everything that's going on allows the people in Washington, D.C. to do whatever they want to. They're not answerable to the public. Because, of course, if you get into Congress, why, you are sure to stay there. I mean, when I ran for office back in 1988 against Leon Panetta, I think there were only three or four people who were of the 435 congressmen who were there were replaced. The only opportunity to get into Congress if somebody resigned. Why? Because they control the local newspapers, and of course they, of course, lie and they deceive people with the newspapers, and they are able to control the local television stations. If they don't control them, they buy advertising time, and they control the reality of the American people. And that, of course, is the great tragedy of today, is that people do not understand how the game is played. And, of course, when you have a group of legislators can do anything they want to, not restrained by the chains of the Constitution, when you've gone from a republic to a democracy, why, of course, then it's very, very easy to establish an authoritarian society. And, of course, then, of course, who is it who controls the legislators? Why, the people of great wealth who wish an authoritarian society, a feudalistic or fascist society. That's what it's really all about. And that's why it's so important that we learn and understand the true story of America, of our heritage, of our freedom, the fact we're a republic, not a democracy, and the fact that one time we were a great Christian nation. We'll be right back and welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The Anglo-American establishment
I give you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who are actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. By the time you reach the retirement years, the average American will be taking 7 different prescription medications. Wouldn't it be nice to stay healthy and avoid taking all those pills? One unusual molecule has been shown to be effective in maintaining health, allicin, the active ingredient in fresh garlic. You won't find much allicin in regular store-bought garlic pills, but you will in Alimax, the only 100% pure allicin garlic extract now being imported from Britain. Call 866-405-4000 to learn more about Alimax. That's 866-405-4000. Alimax.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention, I believe we're moving into some very, very difficult times. I believe, of course, America is a nation on the decline. I believe whenever a nation turns its back on God, that God turns his back on that nation and brings his wrath upon it. And are you prepared for a breakdown of the infrastructure of our society? Because whatever happens, I believe we have to do everything we can to prepare for the worst, to help ourselves, to help our neighbors, to help our families, and in the final analysis, we may have to rely on God. We may lose everything, but in the meantime, you certainly should be preparing. And if you certainly do not have a list of the things you need, or the foods, the supplies, or water storage you need, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and simply ask for a food catalog, and we'll send you one. And then, if you like some of the things, why we'll help you to get them. And then, of course, you need a water filter. You need something so you can filter water, pond water, lake water, river water, or water that you collect and be sure that it's potable. And there's a Big Berkey. It's a wonderful water filter. And, of course, it'll filter out the bacteria and many of the chemicals and many of the harmful minerals. Big Berkey, ordinarily, these market for $279. We offer them for $239. They are ceramic filters. They're made of stainless steel. They've been the standard used by missionaries throughout the world for many years. That's $239. You get a video or a 4-tape set that we produced along with that. But the one thing I have to, of course, tell you is that these are not available in California. However, the Berkey Light is, and the Berkey Light it has transparent. You can actually see the water levels. It has a much different type of filter. They call Black Berkey filters. And the Black Berkey is a much better filter. Actually, it purifies the water very, very effectively. And this is available in every state but Iowa. They're portable water filters. We recommend them to you. They'll filter 25 gallons of water a day. And, of course, they're $199. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Or certainly give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and water. Order the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, and so it's you and me. And right now we have Roger from Allentown. If you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you agree or disagree, and we started out talking about Christian persecution, and then, of course, we got into the establishment that, of course, really rules America. And, of course, the one reason that they're unconcerned about the Christians is because they hate Christianity, because these people worship a different God. And this is, of course, what Professor Quigley and most of the writers who write about the globalists and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and the They don't understand that it's a spiritual battle, and what energizes the people on the other side is evil. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to really understand what this is all about and to read what they say on the other side. Well, Roger, how'd you track us down? We're having some difficulty with our shortwave.
Yeah, well, that's part of the reason I called. Now, I've been aching, saving up 5 or 10 questions you ask you, and if I can think of one of them, I'll call you back then. But I wanted to say for those that are listening on 7580, you will be going back to 5.745 megahertz. A lot of people weren't aware of that, unfortunately. You don't think to put that out over the air. Who does, right? So, God, anything else, Dr. Stanley?
Well, we'll be going back to 5.745, hopefully, by the first of next week. It's just as a matter of time. They had some trouble with their transmitter, and right now, of course, we are on shortwave, but I think that a lot of our regular listeners haven't heard us. Certainly our regular short internet listeners are listening. People here in KKMC are listening. We just need as many people listening as we possibly can. Anything else, Roger?
Well, a day without Dr. Stan is like a day without Anita Bryant or sunshine.
Oh, aren't you nice? A day without orange juice. Okay.
God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, our telephone number, 464-8295 or 1-888-24 Liberty. And of course, the point I was trying to make as far as the elite is concerned is these people worship a different God. It's very hard to understand. There really are people who have an entirely different worldview. They're unconcerned about human suffering. They want the killing of unborn children. They want to see the genocide that's going on throughout the world. Why? Because there are too many people in the world. And if they see nothing wrong with this mass slaughter, if you've never read the writings of Bertrand Russell, and we quote those in my Population Control Agenda monograph, which is available at RadioLiberty.com. That's www.RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, pull down my Population Control Agenda monograph. And then we quote Bertrand Russell writing in his book, of the impact of science on society, and saying that, you know, of course, war just doesn't kill enough people. What we really need, an abortion isn't going to kill enough people. What we really need, what would be a black plague sweeping the earth every generation? And then people could have as many children as they want. A black plague sweeping the earth? Yeah. If you haven't read my April newsletter, I simply quote a man named Thomas Malthus, who was a minister of all things. He was an Anglican minister saying, oh, what we really need to do, of course, encourage people to build their cities next to stagnant pools and discourage cleanliness and certainly do everything we can to discourage those who would try to stop a major plagues. Why? Because there were too many people in the world because he wanted them killed. And there are many people who are disciples of Thomas Malthus today. They are called Malthusians. And that quotation I just gave you comes from Malthus's essays on population. They were written in, that one was written in 1826. You'll actually find the exact references there in my April newsletter, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to get our April newsletter, it's available at our website at radioliberty.com. But of course, understand that the people with this mentality, Adolf Hitler was a Malthusian. Certainly Margaret Sanger was a Malthusian. The people within the Rockefeller Institute are Malthusian. In fact, we'll have something very, very soon available for you where the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, a man named Dr. Richard Day, gave a talk back in 1969 to a group of physicians where he talked about, of course, the plan to limit the population and to encourage the killing of the elderly, preventing the birth of the young, and then the use of wars and terrorism. It's called The New Barbarians, and of course it'll be not only the transcript of the interviews with the doctor who heard that, but you'll actually get the interviews. You can hear them yourself. The New Barbarians, of course, we'll have ready for you. It will explain so much of what's going on, because you'll understand that everything going on today has been scripted. Even the terrorism that, of course, most people think came out of nowhere was planned long ago by men who simply have a different worldview. They hate Christianity.
Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. It really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the blast blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-1. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention a couple of the other items we have here at Radio Liberty, which we hope many of you will want to think about getting. And certainly one of them is the Monopoly set. It's a game. It's designed to teach children who go to government schools, and of course have been deliberately dumbed down, with a program designed not to teach phonics, but a program that they know was going to fail, so that many children have real difficulty reading. It's to teach them how to read phonetically, how to spell phonetically, how to pronounce words phonetically. A Phonopoly is a board game. It's actually 5 board games and 2 bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books, and it occurs of about 16 hours as you play the games. And either it's not just for children. I'll tell you that I've had older people who've used this and really benefited from it. And, of course, they've learned how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. Let me recommend Phonopoly to you. I think that you'll be very happy if you get it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Remember, most of these programs, $300, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95. And I think you'll be fascinated by Phonopoly. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to consider getting the Miracle 2 soap products, which are available. And, of course, we can't make any medical claims for them, but lots of our people have used them. They'll tell us of all sorts of amazing things that have happened to them as they've used the Miracle 2 soap products. There's a soap. There is a moisturizing soap, which I wash with. There is a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizer, which is very... alkaline solution, mineralized solution, has some other products in it, which I don't understand, but I know many people use this, and they tell me it really helps them. But you're going to have to try them yourself. If you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, or if you'd like to get a special introductory offer, the number 1-800-544-8927, the product, Miracle 2 Soap Products. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest, of course, did not show up, so we've got Fred on the line. Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
I'm glad you called, and I want, because for our listeners who don't know, Fred has spent a lifetime as a fisherman. Now, tell me, Fred, we hear a lot now about, the oceans are all fished out, there are no fish there anymore, and that's why we've got to stop the fishing. Has there been a major decrease in the availability of fish?
In the news reports, there's only been one report come out from the National Marine Fisheries Service that's the reports by the scientists and not the environmentalists. And it shows a marked increase in availability of almost all the species.
Well, then why are we shutting down the fishing?
Because the environmentalists have still got control over the people that make the rules.
Well, I thought that now that we had a Republican administration and a Christian president, that things had changed.
Well, things have slowly changed, but that's still not what's happened. The people can go to the NOAA websites and find these reports. The National Marine Fisheries Service has just come out with a big report just now, just in the last couple of weeks.
And what do they say?
And there's been an increase in almost every fish stock. Even the Northeast fishery for swordfish is completely recovered.
All right. Now, Chris, have you seen the pictures of the people from Fish and Game clubbing the salmon so they could decrease their numbers, so that they could begin complaining because of the shortage of salmon?
That's been going on for years up there.
And I think it's about time the American people realize that all of these things are scams, and the ultimate goal, to destroy the fishing industry, to destroy the lumber industry, to destroy the major productive industries of our nation. America is under attack today.
The water systems of this world is under attack.
Sure. Well, you've got a pretty good grasp on it, Fred. Well, what did you call about today?
I called about, I wondered if you had seen General Shkreli when he retired here a couple days ago.
No, I didn't.
The speech that he made.
What did he say?
He really lambasted the government. He said that, you know, that they're trying to run the whole world on us. We only have about 8 divisions. The government has tightened way up on the amount of people in the army, and we only have about 8 divisions, and we only have 1 division left in this country right now.
You don't have to worry. If there's a problem, they can always bring in Chinese troops to keep law and order.
Well, all of our troops are all stationed all over the world now. They're in about 140 different countries.
But see, this is what the American people don't know. They don't understand why we've still got troops in Europe 50 years, 60 years after the end of the war.
We're still in Germany and
Japan and Korea. And, of course, now we've got our troops in the Middle East, and we've got them all throughout Asia and the Philippines. We've got them in Africa. We've even got FBI offices open in both Beijing and Moscow.
We've got them in Colombia, which, you know, we're all over South America now, in Colombia, Peru.
But the people do not understand that the plan is our military and our financial might will be used to bring the whole world into this one world dictatorship. This is what it's about.
What Shkreli was talking about, though, was we have an army that's these people are there by choice, and we're getting ready for a big revolt in our armies. They're getting they're seeing what's happening, and they're starting to revolt inside the army themselves.
Well, of course, is his speech up on the internet? You know,
it probably. I don't know. I just seen it like 2 days ago on C-SPAN.
Well, of course, I suspect it'll be on C-SPAN. I doubt it very much. It'll be on 60 Minutes. The last thing they want is the American people to know what's really happening.
It was his retirement speech when he quit.
Good for him.
That's about the only time they can say anything. You know, it's like President Eisenhower when he his farewell speech when he tried to warn us against the military-industrial complex.
Amen to that. Okay, anything else, Fred?
No, that's about it.
All right, that's
people. I hope everybody can see if they can hunt down that speech and see what he has to say. It's very very staggering what a general has to say when he's just leaving his troops.
Okay, fine. In fact, if you can get the exact spelling of his name and fax it to me, I'd sure like that.
Okay.
Thanks so much. And do you have my fax number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, God bless. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
And you too. Let's go to Jim, listening locally here. Hi, Jim. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I think I can hold out a bit of a ray of hope, actually.
All right, fine. We always like a little ray of hope.
And it's called the National Christian Forensic Communicators Association. Now, what it is homeschooled young people aged 12 to 18 years. I just got back from judging the national competition at Cedarville University in Cedarville, Ohio. And I am excited at what I see.
Well, I'll tell you what, the homeschooling movement is one of the most exciting things going on in America. And, of course, the thing is, of course, that that movement has been infiltrated as well. But still, these kids are getting a good Christ-centered education. And, of course, there are some people who are able to reach them with the real truth about what this is about. Anyway, what were you judging them on? Scholarship or speech or what?
It was various types of speech events, Lincoln-Douglas value debate, team policy debate, humorous, dramatic, and open interpretation, duo interpretation, expository speaking, persuasive speaking, a number of events, and these people are being trained to become effective communicators for Christ.
Amen to that. And they really are doing an amazing job with an awful lot of those young people. And that's why many times they will be winning the spelling bees and the geography bees, because they're getting the education that is being kept from our students in government schools.
Exactly. And there's two organizations. I mentioned one, National Christian Forensics and Communicators Association, or NCFCA. And the second one is Communicators for Christ. It's headed up by a lady by the name of Teresa Moon, formerly of Napa, California, now Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And both of those organizations have websites. And I'd like to strongly urge all of the Radio Liberty listeners throughout the United States to go to those websites, Communicators for Christ and National Christian Forensics and Communicators Association. And if they have young people that they're homeschooling and are between the ages of 12 and 18, you're listening to one judge who would love to see their youngsters in the competition.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so much, Jim. And I certainly, if any of our listeners out there have their children in the government school and you love them, or your grandchildren, get them out of those schools. I mean, would you really want to put your children into the company of homosexuals or of perverts or of people who wanted to destroy their moral fiber? There are good teachers in the public schools, no question. But the good teachers in the public schools aren't sending their kids to the public schools, because many of them know exactly what's going on. And an awful lot of teachers have pulled their kids out of the government schools, and they're sending them to private schools. And if they don't trust the government schools, why should you? And let me tell you that there are people within our school system who want to destroy the Christian beliefs of our children, their beliefs in God and family and country. And boy, they're doing a good job of it. Okay, anything else, Jim?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you so very, very much for what you have been doing to help promote homeschooling. And let's keep that message ringing loud and clear, because I really believe that in homeschooling is the hope of saving America.
Well, I think it's certainly one of our greatest hopes we have today. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling, Jim.
Well, you're welcome, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Spencer calling from Ohio. Spencer, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to remind everyone that tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the Rosenbergs being fried in the electric chair.
All right, fine. Anything else?
Yes, was Oppenheimer Ethel's nephew?
Whose nephew?
Robert Oppenheimer. Was that Ethel's nephew? Did you?
I have never heard that. No, I don't. I don't know that they were in any way related. But thanks so much for your call.
Wait. Jack Brooks was standing behind LBJ when he was sworn in on Air Force One.
Mm-hmm.
And Congressman Henry Gonzalez was at Parkland Emergency Room, keeping Jackie out of the autopsy room.
Well, of course, the thing is, as you well know, Spencer, the autopsy was not done at Parkland. It was done at Bethesda. But thank you so much for calling. Right now, of course, there are so many more things we could talk about. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But, of course, we will have an interesting conversation here. I believe it's next week. We have a man who was actually... did witness the autopsy. His name is David Daniels. And, of course, there was a naval lieutenant there who was taking pictures at Bethesda of the autopsy. And, of course, he was killed because of what those pictures showed. They could never let the American people know what was in the pictures. Now, that may seem a little far-fetched, unless you, of course, read the book Expendable Elite by Colonel Daniel Marvin, who's a frequent guest here. He was with the Special Services. He was actually asked by the CIA to kill this lieutenant. He refused to do it. He said, "You know, I'm trained to do what I'm supposed to, but I'm not going to kill a naval officer. Oh, he's a danger to the state." And, of course, it was this same lieutenant, of course, who was taking the pictures, and we'll have this other gentleman who was actually there, and he will tell you this story. He's been afraid to talk for well over 20 years. But finally, he got to the point. He finally said, "I'm going to tell the American people the truth about what happened in the autopsy. Why have they kept it a secret? Because, of course, they cannot let the American people know. Lee Harvey Oswald was not a lone gunman. He was killed by the Central Intelligence Agency. It was a coup d'etat. It was the end of an era for America. And, of course, it was so important to get rid of Jack Kennedy so they could take us into Vietnam, and then during Vietnam, why the Supreme Court could kick God and prayer out of our schools. They could change our laws so that they could begin to bring in the influx of Muslims. They repealed the McCarran-Attuck immigration law, and of course then began to bring in people with a different culture, because the goal was to create a multicultural society, and it once had been a Christian nation. And then of course it was during Vietnam that they found really a woman had a right to kill her unborn child, and there were so many other dramatic things that happened during that time. We introduced the welfare state, we introduced of course Medicare and Medicaid, and all of these things, massively expanding the federal control over the people. And once the federal government control can provide for the people, then the federal government can control the people. Well, let's go to Rose, who's calling us from New York. Is that Long Island, New York, Rose?
Yes, it is.
Good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I'd like you to address two questions about the European, you know, they're now calling themselves the United States of Europe. I heard a gentleman speaking saying that they have such a hatred for us and they want to outdo us, and you also went to the aspect of the economic treaties they were in, and then how it became political and so on, and how America is going through the same thing.
Right, of course. Well, this is basically what is happening in Europe today is what is planned for the Western Hemisphere. And first of all, they took down all the trade barriers. Oh, but we're not going to do anything to sovereignty. And then we're going to unify, of course, the currencies. And that, of course, is happening. In fact, many of the countries of South America already have their currency tied to the dollar. And once they've taken down the trade barriers, and for all intents and purposes, the borders of our society, which is why we're not trying to seal our borders at all, but we can't tell the American people that, then they're going to talk about some sort of a unified government. That's what they're doing in Europe today. As they unify Europe, and of course they will unify the Western Hemisphere, they'll have a similar organization in Asia, and then of course when they have these three districts throughout the world, then the idea is to pull them all into the New World Order. And with a new world religion, and with a new world leader, who will be Lucifer himself. And isn't it amazing that nobody ever wants to say that? That whole thing is Luciferian, and they've even taken the word Lucifer out of the Christian Bible. You only find it in the King James, and they've taken it out of all the other versions. Anything else, Rose?
No, that was pretty much it, because I hadn't really heard much about this, their hatred for America. I mean, I know that they're taking out the religious aspects in the schools.
Right, of course. But this is what it's all about. It's a hatred of Christianity. And when you understand that, then everything makes sense.
Right.
That's why, as you well know, if you listen to Radio Liberty, of course, none of our churches, none of our ministers, none of our political leaders, none of our conservative organizations will tell you why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools. And it was simply because for a 30-year period between 1941 and 1971, the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court. And why don't our conservative organizations control us that? Because most of them are controlled by Masons. A part of this godless conspiracy, many Masons don't understand what this is all about, but the great architect of the universe that they worship is not the God of the Bible.
Dr. Stan?
Yes.
In the piece that I heard, they were talking about how Germany had economically gone down because the rules or laws were made not for each individual state, but what was good for all of them. And that, is there a spirit or something over Germany that every so many years that they get into a situation like that and a tyrant comes out from there?
Absolutely.
So could we be looking forward to another German leader that is kind of violent?
Well, absolutely, and I really believe, of course, that everything is energized by these spirits or forces, and until people recognize that, you can't understand anything going on in the world today. And really, of course, we are moving towards dictatorships all throughout the world. This is what it's really all about, even right here in America, where we circumvent the Constitution. And, of course, in the name of fighting communism, why, of course, we establish a totalitarian society. And we have, of course, now the government can, of course, read our mail, and they can monitor our emails and our faxes and listen to our telephone calls. But all, you have to understand, this is all in the name of fighting terrorism. The only trouble is, who's been financing the terrorism? Why, of course, it's the Saudis. They financed the terrorists before September 11th. They financed the terrorists in Al-Qaeda after that. And who is defending the Saudis from the suit that is being brought against them by the families of the victims of September 11th? Why, the president's lawyer, James Baker III's law firm, is defending the Saudi princes from a $1 trillion lawsuit. Isn't that strange? Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty, and we'll begin to wrapping up this afternoon's program. And, of course, I apologize for not having a guest, but sometimes I'll have to admit I do enjoy our programs when we have a chance to just share with you the history and an understanding of the secret societies that dominate this world in which we live today.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened to TWA 800 on the went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts, entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course, this is a time I want to tell you about some of the items that we have that you really need to get. One of them, of course, is our Sustainable Development Syllabus, which will explain to you that sustainable development is simply a code word for socialism and fascism, and of course, it includes many things you'll never find elsewhere, the background of the population control agenda, the program where they intend to kill off at least two-thirds of the world's population. In fact, at Elberton, Georgia, and you'll see pictures of the great monument there, they talk about maintaining the world population at 500 million. There they're talking about killing off 90% of the population. How will they do it? With diseases and the new epidemics that are coming, in part with wars, with famine, just as it says in the sixth chapter of Revelation. So the Sustainable Development Syllabus, you can get it by itself, you can get it with a four-tape set or with a video, or get all of them together, and they will really help you to understand what's going on. We have a Millennium Syllabus made up with the documents that came out of the Millennium Meeting in the year 2000 back in Washington, D.C., with Gorbachev and Maurice Strong and Stephen Rockefeller. These multi-billionaires, of course, are the former head of the KGB. But don't feel bad. I mean, we had a president who was a former head of the KGB, pardon me, of the CIA, the American counterpart of the KGB. His name was George Herbert Walker Bush. Member of the Skull and Bones, director of the CIA, member of the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, a secret society, member of Skull and Bones, a secret society, member of the Bilderbergers, a member of the Trilateral Commission, and President of the United States. Well, all of these things are available. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website, find out what's going on, and help us educate the American people while we still have time. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course, this is the time I just want to mention to our listeners that we hope many of you out there will want to seriously consider getting Alamax. It's a garlic product, and garlic certainly has been found to have many wonderful properties as far as lowering your blood pressure and cholesterol, and certainly as far as thinning your blood and certainly helping you fight infection. Alamax is simply a garlic product. Give us a call at 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000 to learn about Alamax. And then we hope many of you out there will want to set up an Institute of the Constitution to train people about the Christian history of America, one of the most carefully concealed secrets in America today. And again, call 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068 to get an Institute of the Constitution formed in your church, in your community, to teach people what we were and what our heritage was about. Because if we don't know who we are, how are we going to be able to maintain our integrity as a people? And then, of course, we hope that many of you will consider getting a Philopoly set for your children, your grandchildren, if you love them. They deserve to learn how to read. They're not going to learn in school, and they're not going to learn really how to spell, how to pronounce words. If you think your children are doing well, take a newspaper and just ask them to read you two or three paragraphs and see if they stumble, if they can read the words, if they skip over the words. And if they are having problems, get them a Phenopoly set. Most of these programs, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95. Five board games, two bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books. That's Phenopoly. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. It's the best book we have out there that'll explain the spiritual nature of the battle we're involved in. And you can get the book by itself for $12.95, or you can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special, the book, the video, the audio tape, for $29.95 plus shipping. And, of course, we want you to copy the video and copy the audio tape and get it out to people. We must educate the people as to what's going on today. Of course, we have our new video. It's called The War in Iraq, Iraq, the Untold Story. And you can get that video by itself, or you can get it with a syllabus, Iraq, the Untold Story, with all sorts of documents in there you will never find elsewhere. And then you can begin to show people exactly what's going on. And we explain the secret organization. It's called Project for the New American Century, that, of course, began planning in 1997 for the war in Iraq. Who were they? Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Jeb Bush, Paul Wolfowitz, John Bolton. You'll see all of their names from their material in our syllabus, Iraq, the Untold Story. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will go to our website. And there we, of course, list the products we have. You'll see pictures of the various water filters there, the Big Berkey, the Berkey Light. And, of course, you can find out how to go ahead and get those if you want to get them. That's RadioLiberty.com. You'll find you can listen to our radio programs 5 hours a day there. Not get anything accomplished at all, but listen 5 hours a day. We hope many of you will tell others about that. Many archive programs, a tremendous education available at RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, please tell others about our regular afternoon radio programs, because this is one way we have of reaching people. It's the last way we have, and believe me, the new decisions made by the FCC to allow the mega corporations just to come in and gobble up all of the remaining radio stations to cut off this last means of communication we have. What are you willing to do for freedom? Do you honestly believe if you don't do anything that you're going to be spared what lies ahead for America? Well, we plead with you. Become informed. Become involved. Help us educate the American people. And so we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and for our ministers. We ask you to pray for our boys overseas. We ask you to pray for revival. But please remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time when we'll be with you again, Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.